Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
KJR-FM and HD1, Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeartRadio station.
Motorhead doesn't want you to buy their album. Hey, there was no need to ask. Lemmy from Motorhead says, it really bothers me these people would put it out these prices. The album is, it's a collection. It's over $600. Complete early years. Lemmy says, don't buy that. There you go again, labels, trying to squeeze out every last dime you can from our fans. I don't think he's getting paid.
I think he would get some, but it's, $600. And Lemmy's probably a guy who could use the money. I mean, I don't
who
think...
Who is Lemmy anyway? I don't know.
He's the leader of Motorhead.
Oh, thank you.
Well, which,
Lemmy is God.
Yeah, to people who are heavy metal, he is one of the... He's up there with Ozzy. I mean, he's a guy who only needs one name for, you know...
To people who are into mustaches, he's also very highly revered. Big stash.
He is literally iconic in the music and has been for 40 years.
The label is going ahead with the release anyway, against the band's wishes. Lemmy believes the corporate greed is why the music industry is falling apart. Well, actually, I agree with him on that. But I don't. I mean, what is corporate greed? There's no such thing as corporate greed.
Well, selling all the old stuff that you've already sold to kids one more time.
Those
around.
Are things you own. You put them out. If you charge too much, people don't buy it, and you're penalized. If you charge what they're, you know what I mean? You get to set the price, yeah. And supply and demand decides whether you sell it.
That's true.
It's nothing to do with the corporation. If they're stupid, they go out of business, as long as we don't rescue them. And if they're smart, they make money.
The package is pretty sweet. It's a skull and the eyes light up. I mean, if you're a Motorhead fan,
yeah.
I think you'd want to have this in your collection.
And there will be sales. There will be sales of this item. Absolutely.
In fact, I would bet that Lemmy saw what happened to Angus T. Jones.
You think Lemmy is playing?
I think Lemmy is playing you like a fiddle.
Never buy it.
He's not a fiddle player, though, is he? He plays guitar,
he's
right?
He's bass, actually.
Bass?
Bass and sings.
Do you have any Lemmy playing bass, like YouTube-ish, of him like doing a bass solo or something?
I find something.
The label is going ahead with the release. He's saying don't buy it. He's getting way more publicity than if he called people to say, I want to get on your radio and say buy it.
Got a new Christmas book.
Right. Although we still make money from record sales, this is not the way I ever intended it. I don't like to see fans getting ripped off or taken advantage of. And that's what's happening here. The box set features 15 CDs, includes the first stage albums of various singles, and there's nowhere else you can get it. Yeah. There's also a book and a poster, and it comes in an irresistibly cool case. If you still want this thing, Amazon has it. It's all him saying it.
he's not pushing it.
No.
Is he?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Oh, my God.
You can get it for less than $600 at Amazon. Though.
Can you? Let's see what you can get it for.
I'm going to play a little bit of this. This is amazing, by the way. And the title of this is God Doing His Job.
God doing his job.
And he uses some effects on his bass, but listen to this, and please be ready with the dumb button because he's known for it.
Okay, I'll be ready. You be ready, too.
Thank you for the heads up.
Okay, here he goes. Listen to this. Okay, well, I don't want to put his... Okay.
This is Lemmy Motorhead. So what are you seeing on the video, Pedro? It sounds just like a lot of noise to me. You're going to have to describe what
I'm
hearing.
It's just a bass solo. It's him playing bass.
That's the bass. Through a distorted amplifier.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, you'd have to tell people that because I don't know it.
Well, that's what I said. He used some special effects for this, but it's just freaking amazing. Listen to this.
I wish the ghost of my dad were here to describe how beautiful that is. He thought the Beatles were noise.
What in the hell are you listening to?
Turn that down.
Oh, my God.
What a racket.
Hey, $511.99 on Amazon for the entire complete early years box set.
Motorhead.
This would be amazing.
Onward. On the text, a couple of people with some interesting comments. One person, an electrician, said he's just entering his 50,000th hour as an electrician. After we did the thing about 10,000 hours, a bunch of people out there in their jobs were calculating how many hours they've put in. And if you put in more than 10,000 hours, you should be a virtuoso at whatever it is you do. I have an electrician, a wonderful man, a dear friend, who's probably got 50, if not more, 1,000 hours. And again, everything he does, he does it without a net, too. He doesn't turn off the power before he works on the power.
Hmm.
That's for sissies.
And OSHA. Other than that.
Yeah.
You know.
Let's see. Someone else said, Bob, if you weren't in radio, and I love how weren't is spelled. It's W-E-R-N-T. Mm-hmm. If you weren't in radio, which McDonald's would you be working at? And the answer is I did do jobs like that. I would never have stayed in a job like that. However, I could envision many careers in which I would be poor. I can envision myself being happy, but I'm not willing to prove it to you.
Okay. And then this, the guy, it's not fair, this guy. What, if he weren't a proofreader, what would he be doing?
Right.
I mean, come on, buddy.
If he weren't
right.
A proofreader. So I think I might have been a teacher.
Really?
Because now that's the thing I get the most enjoyment of when I substitute, teach, which I occasionally do at community college. I walk away from that and I go, wow. That's like a great feeling.
It's working with kids is awesome. I mean, you know, it's...
And I might qualify for food stamps if I'm a teacher, too. You never know. Especially part-time.
You wanted to work at McDonald's. The one by my house is hiring. Saw the sign yesterday.
They are hiring at McDonald's?
Yeah, the one down off the 44th exit off 405.
Hey, let me ask you a moral question. If people say, I can't find anything, there's no jobs out there, and yet they're not willing to work at McDonald's, are they full of crap, or are they, you know, should some people not take anything?
Well, I think it's, if it costs you money to take a job, I can certainly...
What do you mean costs you money? How can it cost you money to take a job?
Well, if you get laid off from your job, say you're in a union electrician and you can't find work and you can collect unemployment... And make more than you could working at McDonald's.
So if you can suck off the government, you should.
If you've paid it, well, if you've paid into the government for 30 years, paying your...
And you're talking about unemployment
right,
insurance.
I am. And then you...
I agree
that,
with you, by the way.
I know.
I just wanted to make you feel defensive.
You know, when you can make more, I mean, that is a problem. When you can make more sitting home looking for a better gig than you can...
Yes, but that, those unemployment wage. Benefits will no longer go 99 weeks. They'll
no,
run
know.
Out after a little less than a year, so... At that point, should you take... granted, we can argue about the boat is burning. Who do you throw off first?
That's my favorite.
Who do you... Yeah. So you run out of benefits. You have no work. Should you take anything, even a minimum wage job? Just curious. Since that person made me think of work at a McDonald's, now I'm... McDonald's actually got some decent jobs.
Speaking of which, did you know that... You heard they're striking in New York City, right? All the fast food workers struck yesterday.
They did.
I'm not sure if it was just a one.
Now,
day
was
event.
It a, was it a total strike or did they just refuse to squirt ketchup for a day? Was it the Great American Ketchup Out?
Only the small fries for a whole day.
It was across all brand lines, like McDonald's, Burger King.
Kidding. They're unionized.
No,
they're trying to unionize.
They're trying to. Minimum wage in New York is like 7.25. I think,
oh, that's awful.
7.5, and they are most of them are on public assistance. While they work full-time jobs.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get like $15 an hour in New York to do the fast food trade. Because New York's one of the most expensive places in the world to live.
And by the way, you know what might happen if they get it? They can close restaurants because they probably don't have enough margins to mm-hmm. pay that amount to their employees and still be profitable with those stores. Careful what you wish for.
I think McDonald's is the most profitable corporation.
And one of the reasons they're profitable is they got rooms full of accountants that sit there and go, which stores are making a profit? And if you have a store in Manhattan, think about the rent.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd want it there just so you could see the advertising of the Golden Arches there.
Right.
But take Bed-Stuy.
Yeah.
Bedford-Stuy or someplace like where your daughter is, mm-hmm. and she needs that food at that price. Probably. I don't know.
Most people
Does she eat junk food like Andrew does?
No, never has. Kids
she never has.
Never has.
I'm worried about Andrew. The other
he's
day,
living
took,
on it, right?
Well, the other day he took a picture of me for Facebook and he said, hey, Dad, I think you might be thinner than me. I said, that fast food will catch up to you. The kid's always been thin as a bean pole.
Yeah, but now he's sucking up the free Wi Fi's out there at McDonald's.
Yeah, that's right. You know,
it's tough to sleep in a parking lot and not smell that all day long and walk inside and grab a little something.
Tell Bob to shut his old man face hole. Thank you, Texter. keep me humble.
About what?
Really?
I have no idea. I said something that made him uncomfortable. And he's not man enough to text what that actually was.
How's the spelling?
He got face and hole.
Oh, I think it's right. Limmy, because afterwards the same guy says, thou shalt not disrespect Limmy.
Was I disrespecting Limmy? I just said my dad would say that's noise.
Right.
It sounded a little noisy to me, too.
Yeah.
I'll jump on there with you.
All of a sudden, I have an old man face hole.
Welcome.
I must
By
say,
the way, Libby's older say, than you. So.
I congratulate the texter for something that sounds profane but isn't.
Libby is older than any of us, by the way. Is he? So.
Hello, Mike from Tacoma. Hello.
Yeah, hey, good morning. You know, Spike just said if you spend 20 years, you know, paying into your unemployment, you should be able to collect it. That's actually not true. You don't pay into that. Your employer pays 100% of that.
It's true, however, that your employer considers it part of the cost of having you work there.
That's true, but it's not you paying into it. And I agree with Joe. I think, you know, if you've got a family to take care of, you've got to make the right decision. And if collecting your unemployment and getting more money while you're looking for another job is the way to go. And
absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I don't think people can look at a job like McDonald's as something where they're going to, you know, be supporting a family.
But that wasn't the question, Mike. The question was, if your unemployment runs out, if you can no longer say it's costing me money not to take this terrible job, it's just a moral dilemma question. Should you take the, I don't want to say terrible job, because a job is a job. We just heard about India.
Right.
But should you take a job that's much less than you can even live on?
I think you've got to do what you've got to do to support yourself at that point.
But what if that job won't even support your family? What if it's going to make you miserable every day knowing that you're working all day, you're eating up your time, and you're not supporting your family? That's where the dilemma comes in.
What probably 75% of everybody does every day, you mean? I mean, I'm sure a lot of people work at what they don't enjoy doing, don't get paid what they think they should get paid, and they do it because it's their best option at the time.
I'm pretty sure that's Joe you just described, Joe.
No, I think
he wants to get out of here so bad. God. He bought like so many Powerball tickets.
I know.
He was so disappointed.
But I'm not complaining about my pay. I'm not saying that, you know. I feel like I'm being treated fairly.
All right, Mike, I agree.
Hey, Bob, and like you, I've had the fortune of going around the world and seeing a lot of different environments and different cultures. And I think the one thing you bring home from that is that every day here is it's you know, icing on the cake.
Yeah.
We're so fortunate here.
Yeah, icing. If you don't want to use the religious term blessing, icing works really good. Every day is an icing.
Or a blessing. I'm fine with blessing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, here we are, like, you know, complaining, but gosh.
The worst day over a flush toilet beats the best day squatting.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
If you are going to take a job that's very low paying that you really don't think is getting you anything, at least take one where food's involved. That's what I've found.
So you get free food.
Yeah, I've taken many of those, and it's always nice to, you know, have a job with a lot of food around.
Bob, to get some good insight into Lemmy Kilmister, you should watch Decline of Western Civilization. You know, they bring me the Decline of Western Civilization every day on this show.
We have to sort through it.
I sort through it. It's stories about Jersey girls and all kinds of things. Is Decline of Western Civilization The Metal Years by Penelope Spheris? Oh, I'd love to see that. Great scenes.
Old documentary. I don't think it's that new.
Isn't she the one who wrote like Mean Girls and stuff? Penelope. She's a movie director.
Yes.
Penelope Spheeris.
Yeah. Unemployment works if you take a job with less pay, they will pay you the difference. Yes, that's true. Andrew did that with comedy for a while. Just figured out my hours at my job, 82,368.
Wow.
He's a genius level at whatever he does. At his current position, he spent 49,400 hours. People are calculating because we said 10,000 hours to be great. Now, by the way, it's not just 10,000 hours sitting there. There's another book not nearly as popular as Malcolm Gladwell's books that deals with this as well. The book is called The Talent Code. Have you ever heard of it? We had the author on.
I remember that vaguely, yeah.
My sons both quote this book constantly to each other. It became our mantra. The Talent Code is a book about how to get great at something. If you want to get someone something for Christmas, I'm getting nothing for this. It's a book about how to be great at something, specifically how to practice effectively when you want to learn something. And you want to hear this biggest secret from the book?
Yeah.
All right. If, it doesn't matter what you want
to
do.
I hate to read, so just tell
me. Oh, perfect. Yeah. Oh, and if you don't want to get the book, listen up closely for the next 2 minutes. And I was talking about this yesterday with Steve Hanna, who is in Spike and the Impalers. Steve is like our utility guy right now.
He's a
great unsung player. Great. He plays keyboards. He plays guitar. He's like really good at everything, but he's kind of quiet and he's not the egotistical type. And he's going to be featured at the Christmas show just because he's playing something that is pretty spectacular. And we're going to anyway, here's what he was talking about this, too. How you practice, and this is known by classical masters. You know, when people learn to play classical music, they have these incredibly authoritarian teachers who are very strict, and they do these exercises, and they, you know, there is no room for error
or fun.
Well, you might say that
a lot of people are put off.
You're a big fan of fun over quality. I know that.
Thank you. I'm a big fan of if you can turn any work into fun, you know, to quote Mary Poppins, the job's half done. Whatever.
I don't think work should be fun. I think the fun comes as a reward long term for working hard, and the working hard part is not fun. But okay, you and I fundamentally disagree.
I know a guy who moves freight off of container ships.
Yes,
we're talking about like to the 10,000-hour rule.
Does he throw them like fish at the Pike Place Market? Is this the kind of thing you're going to talk about?
No, but he also loves climbing the crane every day. He loves what he does. He looks at it like a Tonka
game.
That's
good. But actual hard work is hard work.
Okay. I wouldn't know. I'll have to trust you on this.
You wouldn't know.
I've heard that's why they call it work and not fun.
By the way, if you
were... I'm going to fun today.
Yeah.
We say,
if you weren't in this job, what would you be doing?
I'd be lying to people for money.
Somewhere.
Or sales, as some people call
anywhere.
It.
Anywhere. Okay.
I still want to hear the secret.
I'll give you the secret from the book The Talent Code right after this.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Play 95.7 KJR's name game for a chance to brighten your holidays with a visit to the Disneyland Resort. Sail into the twinkling wonder of It's a Small World holiday. Discover new holiday magic at Disney California Adventure Park and see how the cars have decked out Radiator Springs. With two parks and new holiday transformations, the happiest place on earth just got merrier. You could win a holiday getaway to the Disneyland Resort from 95.7 KJR, including hotel, multi-day tickets, and airfare. Grand prize winners will fly Alaska Airlines with convenient nonstops to Southern California. The Name Game, only on 95.7 KJR.
Hey folks, it's time to make room for the new mattress models. It's during Sleep Country's huge year-end clearance sale. You can get Beautyrest, Posturepedic, even Tempur-Pedic mattress sets at low clearance prices. Save even more on floor samples, demonstrators, and closeout inventory. Plus, free same-day delivery, free setup, and free removal of your old set. Why wait for the new models? Sleep Country's year-end clearance sale is on right now. Now, it's just a limited time. There's interest-free financing, and if you want some finance information, just call the store nearest you by calling 1-888-88-SLEEP. They'll get you hooked up. That's 1-888-88-SLEEP. Employee-owned Sleep Country is even more committed to customer service than ever before. Your satisfaction means their success. Right now, the year-end clearance is going on now. Beautyrest Posturepedic mattress sets at low clearance prices. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Give the gift of the great outdoors from Cabela's. Hurry in during our Christmas sale for spectacular savings. Or give Cabela's gift cards the gift that always fits. Cabela's, your Christmas gift outfitter.
Unless you live in Metropolis or Gotham City, you might not think you'll ever need to be rescued by a superhero. But imagine.
You're headed for a job interview when you turn your car key and hear the click of catastrophe. That devilish dome light has annihilated your battery and condemned you to an eternity in Mom and Dad's basement. But wait!
The AAA guy? True, most superheroes don't usually wear a reflective orange safety vest.
But the AAA guy can save your day. He'll zap that battery back to life or even install a new one so you can ace your interview. Hello, paid time off!
Wow, that is pretty super.
See?
For superhero roadside assistance wherever you go, including home lockout service. Join AAA today. Get $10 off a new membership by calling 800-JOIN-AAA or by visiting AAA.com. AAA, there's only one.
Great food. I give it 4 stars.
2 stars.
I like emerging market
ETFs
markets.
Are the way to go.
Yeah, I give that movie a thumbs down. Typical Hollywood.
Thumbs up.
Did not see that ending
coming. Buy this
coming.
Album.
They're
you'll
the
love
next
it.
Big
one hit wonder.
I can't believe
today, the world is more opinionated than ever before. So you tend to take notice when everyone agrees on something. Like the opinions drivers have about the Audi A4. Which they ranked highest in total quality index in its class.
Like it.
Hashtag share it.
And now, with its dramatic redesigned LED lights, MMI with Audi Connect and navigation enhanced by Google Earth, opinions about the new Audi A4 couldn't be higher.
Some features mentioned are available options. Total quality index score based on Strategic Vision 2009-2011 average.
Visit your local Audi dealership during the Season of Audi event and lease the 2013 A4 for $429 per month for 36 months. And we'll waive your first month's payment and security deposit. Offer ends January 7th, 2013. For more details, visit nwaudidealers.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Do you think you can only get fresh berries in the summer? Well, you're in for a real treat. Right now at QFC, there are bushels full of fresh blueberries, blackberries, and everybody's favorite, raspberries. And when you buy one carton, you get one of equal or lesser value free. Berries are great for eating by the handful, and they're good in so many dishes. They're perfect in pies and sweetbreads, breakfast smoothies, and add real interest to salads. And are you looking for a quick dinner idea? Flank or flat iron steaks are a snap to cook. Both cuts of meat have a deep, rich flavor on their own. But marinate for a half an hour, throw them on the grill, and everyone will ask for seconds. Right now at QFC, get USDA Choice Flank or Flat Iron Steaks for just $5.99 a pound in the value pack. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
Save 40 cents a gallon on your next fill-up when you buy $100 in eligible gift cards. Buy gift cards, use them like cash, and save on fuel wherever QFC discounts are accepted.
This Christmas, give the gift of the great outdoors with gifts they'll love from Cabela's. Hurry in during our Christmas sale for spectacular savings, like a Cabela's Woodsman 23 fire-lined gun safe, just $789.99, and 300 rounds of PMC 223 Remington ammo with dry box, $99.99. Or give Cabela's gift cards, the gift that always fits. Hurry in to Cabela's in Lacey and Tulalip. Cabela's, your Christmas gift outfitter.
Want to know about the gold selling process? Go to westseattlecoins.com.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, good morning. It looks like we are seeing some pretty heavy traffic northbound I-5 as you approach 516. Just a little slow there afterwards as you make your way through South Center. Northbound 405 through the S-curves, you're going to see that heavy traffic from a 169 all the way into the Kennedale Hill. Southbound I-5 is backed up through Linwood and Edmonds at this point. Your ever to Seattle commute taking you about 49 minutes.
Swedish asks, isn't health great? Because we'd all agree it is. Swedish is now offering a series of free online health risk tests that will help you understand your risk for cancer, stroke, heart disease, and more at Swedish.org.
You're listening to The Bob River Show
on 95.7
KJR.
All right, it's 17 past 7. Beautiful day by U2.
Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room. No space to.
All right, the book is called The Talent Code. Just a quick little secret that we talk about. Keith and I talk about it. I don't know if Andrew and I talk about it or not. Andrew's here. Tommy Jonigan is here. We're going to have Tommy in a little bit. The talent code is about that 10,000 hours of practice. Same thing they quote in that Malcolm Gladwell book that you keep hearing over and over again. It's made it into popular culture and movies. It's routinely something that just about everybody famous credits for
their success. Well, Macklemore, right, the Seattle artist who's exploding, he's got a song about it. I mean, he's exposing it to an entire generation right now, this outlier's mentality of 10,000 hours.
So in the book, The Talent Code, which is literally was just a book on our free pile that came out a few years ago. I took it home and I started reading it. What it described was 10,000 hours isn't just putting in your time. It said, here's how to practice. And they used classically trained musicians as an example. So if you're trying to learn an instrument, and this is what Steve and I were talking about yesterday, when you try, you'll make mistakes. And bad practicing would be to just pound through those mistakes and just keep trying.
Keep learning the wrong thing?
Well, you end up teaching yourself mistakes are okay. And so what these extremely disciplined, as you say, no fun, successful people do.
I'm not saying hard work's no fun. That's kind of what I was trying not to say. But
anyway,
teachers who take the fun out of learning. They really are.
Yeah, I'm working on it now. Anyway, so what they do is... when you come to a spot where you stumble, you are supposed to, you know this, Pedro.
Yeah, you see metronome and you slow it down to the...
First of all, you are supposed to stop and tell yourself, that's not acceptable. Don't play through a mistake. Most people play through a mistake
right, and
try to gradually lessen the mistakes. Wrong. You are supposed to stop, slow it down, maybe to half speed. Slow it to a speed that you can play it through without a mistake and refuse to rehearse anything where you're making mistakes. Huh. By stopping, by saying, no, I won't. And you know, it's counterintuitive because you would want to plow through your mistakes, like my electrician who doesn't have to turn the power off.
Right.
If he had plowed through his mistakes, he would be fried.
Right.
So by refusing to plow through your mistakes and instead stop, back up and very deliberately make the movements that got you up to the mistake at a slower speed so you don't make the mistake, you end up programming your neural pathways for no mistake. And that is the secret to effective practice.
I don't think I ever would have gotten through page one of piano lessons. I think I'd still be on that first mistake.
You tried piano?
I did.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's funny. Amy, our former guitar player in the Impalers, Amy Stolzenbach, is teaching Darby piano. on a weekly basis.
Uh-huh. She goes, did she do this with her?
I hear her do it all the time.
Yeah. Huh.
And I hadn't realized that's what it was, but that's what she's doing.
Hmm. It's kind of like working out. If you're, a lot of people think they can lift a lot of weight, but they don't lift it the right way.
They don't have proper form.
Right. So you really need
powering through their mistakes.
You need to cut the weight and get
they
it
end
right.
End up injuring themselves.
Yeah.
And blaming the weight.
This week's workout tip from downtown Georgia. Yeah.
I love you, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Can you give me fitness advice every day?
Sure.
All right. Joe's Fitness Corner. Pedro, make a little Doomsday Joe's Fitness Corner.
That ain't it.
That's good music for it, though. Joe LaLanne. Go ahead, Joe. What
well,
else?
What you got to do is you got to, you know, move more. That's pretty much the bottom line. You know? As far as weightlifting goes, it's more about reps than it is about weight.
You don't have to buy weights, right? Because you are your own weight.
You can, hey, yeah, you can a sack of flour, you know, anything around. You don't need, you know, a can of beans can be a
sack
weight.
Of flour, sack of burgers, whatever it takes.
Yeah,
bucket pump, of chicken wings.
Yeah, you don't really need weights.
All right, thank you, Joe. So Andrew's here. Andrew, Tommy Johnigan is in Tacoma this weekend. He's like one of the funniest guys on the planet, right?
Yes. He's definitely one of the top working comics right now.
I asked Andrew if he wanted to say hi. He's like, no, I don't want to follow Tommy Johnigan.
That smart kid you got there. Yeah.
I'm the opener for
don't
the
don't power through your
headliner.
Mistake.
Headliner.
Headliner. Opener now. Yeah. Andrew Riversley's on.
Yeah. How are you doing? Is everything good on the road?
Yeah. 95,000 miles. About to hit 96 this weekend going to Medford, Oregon. So, yeah.
What's the name of the place in Medford?
What is it? Chadwick's Pub.
All right. Spike has been known to drive to Oregon to see a great act, so he'd be
I may follow you down there. Yeah. I got the urge now.
I'm
no
Springsteen, but...
7:23. You've seen Tommy Johnigan many times on David Letterman, Comedy Central, where he had his own special, and NBC's Last Comic Standing. He finished second in the 2010 season. This weekend, see Tommy, one of the very best in the business, at the Tacoma Comedy Club. To get tickets to a performance tonight or tomorrow, link to TacomaComedyClub.com at BobRivers.com. Tommy Johnigan, welcome back to Seattle and our studios here at KJR. How are you?
Oh, thanks for having me back, guys.
It's good to see you.
Good to be here early. It's still nighttime. I think farmers are waking up right about now.
It is a weird time of year, this winter solstice.
I do not like that. Yeah.
Is it harder as a comedian?
No, I think it's. I think I would be just as big of a baby in the other half of the year.
Okay,
I'm fine now. And if you guys came right when I woke up, that would be the hard interview. Right now, we're good to go. I'm excited to be here.
You are on a hotel room door with a microphone.
Yeah, an hour ago, it wouldn't have been fun.
Well, this time of day doesn't exist to you any time of the year, right?
No. Unless I'm going to bed.
Right.
Yeah. This time.
Now, people have this mistaken notion that a comedian works, you know, for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Is that a mistake?
Yeah, I think some guys definitely work less than that, some comics. but for me, I work a lot. I feel like I work a lot more than that with the writing during the day.
Right.
And, you know, listening to shows that I've done and stuff like that. That's the hardest part of the job is listening
you
to
are.
Your own show.
You are? Oh, it is?
I hate it.
Do you record your own shows?
Yeah.
All the time?
Or everyone, yeah.
No,
I don't listen to everyone. But
you've made it. You don't need to do any of that anymore.
No. I have to. I record it. I'll record every show and have them somewhere on a computer. And then I try to listen to one or two a week from that week or past weeks.
Are you your own toughest critic?
It would be hard to hate me less, or hate me more. That's the biggest thing for me. It's the anytime I'm at a show, and it's not going well, and the crowd's not laughing. I'm like, I know, I agree. I'm with you. If everyone would act like you, I would stop doing it.
The audience is always right.
Yeah.
Now, how much travel do you travel constantly? Pretty. I mean, this
traveling
is,
less now. I travel. Before I was, you know, I would do like 50. My first year on the road, I did 51 weeks, and then from that, for about 6 years, 7 years, I never did less than 48 for 7 years, probably.
48 weeks in 48 different cities.
Yeah.
Mostly in America, I would assume.
Only in America.
Only in America.
Not on purpose. That's have not had much international demand.
Move your game along.
Yeah. And then when you travel, do you first class jet the whole way every bit, right?
Now I get the free upgrades because I fly so much. You get bumped up to first class. But before it was first class Toyota Corolla. And I remember driving with that, making, you know, featuring and stuff. I'd be like, as soon as I make that Camry money.
That Camry money.
To that Camry.
And you, you've seen America. I mean, you've seen America in a way some people dream of when they retire in an RV.
Yeah.
You've done it at a young age.
I did it, but as a kid. As a kid, my dad's a truck driver, so I had been to all 48 states. I don't count the two that aren't attached. I'd been to all 48 states by the time I was 12.
Wow, that's
yeah. My dad's a over the road truck driver, so I'd been everywhere.
And he used to take you on his trips.
Yeah. I like to say, like, anything in America that you would think of, that you would like to see,
right.
I've driven past the exit.
Have you seen
that.
The world's largest ball of... just past the exit. Okay. You haven't driven through the redwood that you could drive underneath or all...
I've been to the redwoods.
You've been
through
that? Okay.
And then
where was your mom during all of this?
Divorced my dad, living in Illinois, grew up in southern Illinois. Mom still lives there. Dad's in Tennessee. I talk to my mom a lot more than my dad, not just because I think that's what you do. And I grew up with her. I had to explain iTunes to my mom the other day, so I think that's the last time I'm going to talk to her for the rest of my life. She wore an iTunes. I say you just have to go online, find iTunes, download it, create a username and a password, and you have iTunes. And she said, "Are there spaces in that?" I was like, "Are there spaces in the sentence I just said out loud?" Yes, it had spaces in it. It took me a second to realize all she knows about the internet is the internet browser bar. She was just going to type in www. Go online, find iTunes, download it, create a username and a password, and just fling it into the internet. Like, there's the information. Bring me iTunes by tomorrow.
So you were raised by your mom and, like, during school time, and then you'd get summers with your dad,
yep.
And that'd be the big adventure to go out and hit the road.
And drive by and stuff.
Eat fudge rounds.
I was going to say, you probably have had the best truck stop meals.
The worst, the best, all of them.
What's your favorite thing to eat at a truck stop?
Probably a fudge round. 25-cent Little Debbie, the fudge round cakes. Do they still have those?
Oh, yeah.
Is that like
my dad would just let me eat an endless amount of those.
That's like a devil dog or something? That's sort of like a dessert-y thing?
Devil dog. Yeah, it's a dessert-y thing.
Yeah.
I would, you know, like a truck stop, you just get a burger.
Are you upset about Hostess Twinkie going out of business? Because that's, I don't know if that is in your world, but it's been a big story.
It's worked its way out of my world. At one point, I would have been devastated. I'm fine with it.
Bigger guy?
I probably just
point 30. To which one of us.
Yeah. I was about 30 pounds heavier than I am now, and I'm not a tiny man right now. So
is it an occupational hazard being on the road all the time because you have to eat at restaurants all the time?
Yeah, you got to be careful. I try to be a lot more careful about what I eat. You just pay more attention. Before I had paid no attention, So now I just pay attention to how many calories I'm eating, and I don't count calories that I drink. So
that's perfect. Yeah,
that's
you have that ability.
The nighttime, you don't count those.
Now you, where's home? It's not. Is it L.A. or not?
I live in Los Angeles now with my girlfriend. We live there. Big adjustment. So far, the biggest adjustment in Los Angeles is the men in Los Angeles are very attractive. It'll catch you off guard how good looking the men are.
True. Yeah.
It doesn't. The women don't catch me off guard. I was prepared.
You'd heard about that.
I've been looking at women my entire life. I go on the internet specifically to look at women. So you cannot catch me off guard with a woman. The guy, I was having lunch with my girlfriend the other day, and our waiter was so hot, I couldn't stop looking at him. And then I realized I was looking at him more than she was looking at him, which means I have a type, and I'm not completely comfortable with that. So I said, "Hey, look how hot that waiter is." And she goes, "I'm not into blondes." And I was like, "I'm not into men. What's happening right now?" You can't switch hair color? I switched teams so we could have this conversation. He was good. He was like Ryan Gosling hot. Ryan Gosling. He was
top,
so hot.
Top
he,
chef.
He could have kissed either one of us for 5 seconds, and I wouldn't have said a word about it.
Would have been just fine.
Just leaned in the middle of taking an order. I would have been like, and a Diet Coke. Diet Coke also. And we live in little Los Angeles.
Now, was your girlfriend someone you found in L.A., or did the two of you come to L.A.?
We met. She lived in L.A. We met before, and when I moved out there, we found a new place and moved in together. So She was a big part of the reason I went out there. I didn't know when you move in with someone, you have to eat and go to sleep at the same time, like your two cellmates who got processed together. That's the thing that caught me off guard. Yeah, sure. I feel like she should have warned me.
Analogies that work so well.
On day one, you were just going to be moving in, and you would each have your own schedule.
She should have handed me a toothbrush and a schedule and been like, "Welcome to the Rock." Lights out at 10. House Hunters till 11.
Is she in showbiz? Is she an actress or a comic?
She is on the other side. She's a network executive. Television.
Can she get you a big show?
She could. She definitely could. She refuses to, though.
Yeah.
She 100% could.
What's her name? Seven times. You got to make them say no seven times.
Is that the rule?
That's the rule.
Oh man, I think I've exhausted that already. I should have held out until I didn't know I only had seven no's.
What's her name?
Heather.
Heather, the network, and she hears pitch meetings from other people.
Yeah, yeah, she's...
While you're outside on a bench.
I'm
just like Dad with a truck.
She's at the USA Network.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, cool. Well, that's a pretty good... you know what? All these cable networks now are having monstrous shows.
Yeah, USA... I mean, it's a $1 billion network.
Yeah, that's huge. Okay, so she makes Camry money then. She does pretty good.
She makes Camry money. Yeah. She's very healthy. She eats healthy. So I thought us living together, I was going to eat healthy. But what actually happened is I eat very healthy when she's around. And when she's not around, I'm like closet shame. I ate ice cream in my car in the garage the other day, just by myself. I'm lactose intolerant, and I still muscled through it. I stole a spoon from the grocery store because they don't sell one plastic spoon. They sell 50. I was like, "Will you sell 49 today? I'm eating this ice cream." Then I ate it all. I ate an entire Ben & Jerry's thing of ice cream and then threw the container in a dumpster like a bloody glove.
That's it. Yep, exactly.
Went upstairs like I've never heard of ice cream. I got rid of the evidence.
Did you eat something else to cover your breath? Because you can walk in with ice cream breath, you're toast.
Yeah, you're right. I should should have some other dessert.
Didn't you guys just have a kid? Aren't you?
We did. We had a baby girl.
So wait a minute, you're dating.
Yeah, yeah.
It's girlfriend status yet, mom too, huh?
Mm. Yeah, it is weird to say. And here's the other thing. When you get your girlfriend pregnant and you tell people, you have to say, "My girlfriend's pregnant and we're very excited about it." You can't just say, "My girlfriend's pregnant," or people don't know what to say back to you or what
really?
Face to make at you. If you just blurt out, "My girlfriend's pregnant," they're going to be, "That's a good...
Yeah.
It takes a village." So I got my girlfriend pregnant, and we didn't plan it, obviously. We talked. We had one conversation. She said, "I'm thinking about stopping birth control." And I said, "Great, I love you. I'd love to have a baby with you in a year or two."
So it was planned. It is planned, yeah.
Yeah, I said I wanted a baby in a year or two, and it turns out in a year or two, I'm going to have a 1 or 2 year old baby. So it wasn't exactly, but I wanted a new baby in a year or two.
You didn't specify the age that the baby would be in a year or two.
And we had a girl, which was fun. We had a little baby girl named Harper. And I found out when you're having a girl during the pregnancy and you tell people you're having a girl, they don't react like it's a good thing. It's a weird thing. Every time you tell them you're having a girl, they just go, "Good luck with that." Every time. What are you going to do when she's 18 and starts dating? She's -1 month old. Can you stop alluding to her hooking up with dudes? Hopefully that's a long time from now. I don't want to worry
it's
about it.
A little early for that. Yeah.
And we named her Harper. Harper Grace. Huge fan of that name. And we were eight months pregnant. This came up. My girlfriend goes, just out of nowhere, my girlfriend goes, "I hope she's not ugly." And I was like, I do too. I didn't know that was a thing that we hope for. But put that on my list, right next to healthy. And then she goes, "What if she's ugly, but we love her so much, we don't notice that she's ugly?" And I was like, "Why would you do that to me? Now you can't, that's forever. I'll never know now."
You can't unlearn that.
Yeah. But
I'm
she
sure
is.
She's beautiful. Probably,
perfectly
right?
Round head. That's a big deal with babies.
High five. That is a deal breaker.
Here's what happens when you become a parent, which I don't know if everybody does. You get on Facebook and you look at all of the people who you know on Facebook and you look at their babies and make fun of how ugly other people's babies are. When you have a cute baby, you just hold your cute baby, and then you look at other people's babies, and we laugh. Babies have giant foreheads with nods on them. I didn't even know that, and we just kind of laugh at them. Then you like the photo when you're done because you don't have to tell them why you liked it. You're like, "I liked it because we made fun of it for 20 minutes, and we have a better baby than you do."
Were you there for the delivery and the whole deal? Were you there?
Yeah,
the whole deal. He was there for the beginning of the deal.
We scheduled a C-section, which you can do. It seems very Hollywood. It wasn't my call. My girlfriend wanted to schedule it. So September 22nd was the scheduled C-section for 7 months of my life. I was like, "We're having a baby on September 22nd, Saturday morning, which means Friday night we're going to go to bed and we're going to wake up with a baby." So Wednesday and Thursday are the last two nights of my entire life that I'm not going to wake up with a baby. Mm-hmm. So I said, "We live 20 minutes from the beach. Let's go get a hotel. Let's live it up. Obviously, you can't because you're super pregnant, but it'd be rude if I didn't invite you. we got a hotel. Yeah. We got a hotel by the beach. And then Thursday, you know, I'm very excited to be a dad. Also, never been so afraid in my life. And I'm getting drunk, to for lack of a better word. I'm getting very drunk.
She can't
on Thursday.
Do that either, but at least she can watch you, which must be fun.
She's watching me get drunk, and it's very exciting. And I'm getting super holy moly. I'm having a baby drunk. Like, add how normally drunk you are on a Thursday, add a baby to that. Like, just be like your normal Thursday drunk, and then someone's like, here's a baby. That's how drunk I was. And she went into labor when we were at dinner, which is I didn't expect at all. So I am gone. I'm not a part of the evening anymore. I'm totally irresponsibly drunk. And she's like, I'm in labor. We have to go to the hospital.
Was she mad at you because...
No, she's perfect.
She's perfect.
She wasn't. We didn't think that it was possible.
We are an idiot.
You
had a Saturday appointment.
Yeah, the doctor said babies come late. Your first baby comes late.
Right.
Never in my life would I have thought...
I would
not have been drinking, but I was wasted. And she goes, I'm in labor. We have to go to the hospital. And I was like, I don't think that's a good idea right now.
Hold it in.
I'm going to need you to hunker down. Right. Hunker down. And I'll never forget the feeling I had when I'm in this barbecue restaurant and my girlfriend goes into labor. I'll also never forget the feeling I had when she was in labor driving herself to the hospital because I've seen way more commercials about don't drive drunk than don't drive while in labor.
Yeah.
There is no campaign.
Nope.
There's no moms against driving while in labor. It's fine. And we get there, and I'm trying to suck it up in the car. I'm embarrassed. My girlfriend's very nice. She's not mad at me, but I'm kind of ashamed. And I was still gone, but I was in that phase where, like, you come home drunk and your parents are awake. So you're like, hey, guys, what are you doing up? Like, I was in that loud talking, acting sober phase. And we went to the hospital, and I told her, I was like, I am the drunkest person in labor and delivery right now. No one has ever said that. And I go to the guy, I was like, she's in labor. And he was like, very calm, because in his mind, he's like, yes, everyone is in labor. It's called labor and delivery.
That's the name of the word.
I would be at home if everyone was in labor. And the nurse comes out, and she must have a sense of humor because my girlfriend is screaming in pain. And the girl goes, what brought you guys in tonight? And I said, the food. Immediately, it's not the best joke I've ever written, but I was very proud of it in the moment.
Game.
Yeah.
So now, like, did you have to explain that you hadn't planned to be drunk when she was
Nobody
drunk?
Knew I was drunk, but
you
my girlfriend.
You can hide it?
I can be the most drunk, and you wouldn't know. You would think I'd had a couple. But then, here's the thing. When you're in labor... They chalk it up to that. They chalk it up to you just being like in
the just freaking like, out,
giddy with the euphoria of having a baby.
Yeah.
When the baby came out,
I was a C-section, so I didn't see it.
Right.
Oh, you don't get to see that. No,
no, because they take your organs out to get to the baby.
Yeah,
did you know that?
Who wants to see that?
I saw that too.
It's the weirdest thing.
They let you see it.
Oh yeah, it's crazy. They put a mirror up above.
Oh god. I mean, our doctor was like, "Don't look at it." They take the organs out. They're just like pulling things out. Just like, not a baby, not a baby, not a baby.
No, it's true. And they set them aside until they get to the baby. It's like they just set them over us.
I can't believe you looked at that.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I'd rather not know, but I guess that's women all know this. Right.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
There's usually a curtain, right? Yeah. And they don't want you to look behind the curtain.
This was the curtain. I sat down. I'm next to my girlfriend's face.
Right. They want you real close.
At one point, her eyes rolled back in her head, and I'm like, we're losing her. We're losing her. And they were like, no, she can go to sleep. And first of all, the baby.
That's scary.
We did
why schedule a C-section?
Because my girlfriend's very scheduled, planned. She wanted to schedule.
She's a network
day planning.
So she
plus it makes for a better baby. Makes for a better looking baby.
Better looking baby.
That's why the head is
oh
so
come
round.
On!
Oh, yes.
No, that's true. Is that seriously
that's
a Hollywood thing?
That's why the head's round. That's why my baby's head.
That's
is
why you were
round.
Bragging about a perfectly round head.
Yeah, it's a huge deal with babies because the perfectly round head. And then also my girlfriend's all of her family has had the first baby has been emergency C-sections. They're very small.
All right.
Small
and then, so there was a medical reason as well.
Yeah, but it was mainly because she wanted to have the date. And then also we didn't have the baby because she went into labor. They let us chill out because she had just eaten and they can't give you anesthesia. So like by the time the baby came, I was at like a 0.03. I was not drunk when the baby came
into
the earth.
You could have driven.
Yeah, I could have driven the baby home.
Now, all right, everybody's got to ask you this, and I'm a bit old-fashioned, too. Are you and Heather going to get married?
Probably, at some point.
At some point. It's just
when it
fits into the schedule? I mean,
I just want to be married before Harper knows what it means to be married.
I see.
That's the only... Because we're going to be together no matter what, even before. And now I want to do it before Harper comes home one day and says, hey... I just learned about this marriage thing. Are you guys which one of you guys are leaving? Who's got one foot out the door here?
And are you, do you pitch, are you the one that's pitching marriage and she's got to say yes? Or is it like a show? Like she hasn't.
You know what? I think it's one of those things of like, you ever have that movie that you've wanted to watch for a few years? You just, it's like now it's on TV and you have, I think that's what it is. Yeah. I think marriage for us is just like a movie we're not actively trying to see, but we'll see it when it comes out on DVD or something.
Well, now that you have a tradition, what you should do is schedule a marriage and then 2 days earlier get really drunk and just have her drive you.
I would love to do that.
And then go to the marriage right, an emergency. Right.
That is not,
we have to get to Vegas now.
Go.
All right. Tommy, always a pleasure. Tommy Jonigan. Check out Tommy in an amazingly great opportunity for you to see him at Tacoma Comedy Club, bobrivers.com. Tommy Jonigan, thank you very much for being
Thanks
here.
Thanks for having me.
All the best, sir. Information at bobrivers.com.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7
KJR.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, good morning. Taking a look at your drive, it looks like 522 either direction between 95th and I-5. We have some traffic lights not working, so a reminder for you that when you do come across an intersection where the lights are out or they are flashing red, you do have to treat it as a four-way stop. That is the law. We're seeing some pretty heavy traffic northbound 405 through the S-curve. Southbound I-5 is slow through Linwood and Edmonds. And right now it looks like your Everett to Seattle drive taking you about 56 minutes.
Traffic is brought to you by The North Face. The North Face Thunder Micro Jacket features down insulation for serious warmth and flash dry technology to remove sweat and help regulate body temperature. Don't let winter keep you from experiencing the outdoors. Visit thenorthface.com to find the North Face store near you.
So, as is tradition, I'm granting pardon to this turkey to live out his days as a free bird.
Thank you, Mr. President. I plan to enjoy the finer things in life like iHeartRadio, with 1,500 live stations to listen to and creating custom music stations with a song or artist.
Oh, I'd call that station Jive Turkey. Oh, man, that's good.
Find iHeartRadio on the all-new Kindle Fire HD. Free apps at iHeartRadio.com. Hear all things dance with iHeartRadio's newest station, Evolution.
Hey, when you work in a tough job like I do, anything that makes your job just a little easier is a must.
Sorry.
Hey, we're going to need more coffee. Anyway, like I was saying, in this line of work, you need some pretty rugged gear and lots of coffee. Ah, come on, guys, wake up!
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I found that nothing holds up to heavy-duty use better than Carhartt clothing. And the best place to get all the Carhartt you need is at Fred Meyer, because all Carhartt is on sale. And when you spend $39.99 or more on Carhartt at Freddy's now through December 8th, you'll get a free Carhartt coffee mug. That includes things like rugged double-front duck dungarees, on sale for $44.99, or the Youngstown flannel shirt jack for $59.99. Buy either one at Fred Meyer and get a free Carhartt coffee mug. It makes a great gift. In fact, swing by the construction site and bring us a few, will you? We're gonna need a whole lot more.
Save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
The one that's on your way home from work. The one in the grocery store. The one that you stopped at when you needed cash for the babysitter.
There are over 400,000 ATMs across the country.
The ones they put up at the outdoor concerts. The ones
and if you're a Banner Bank customer, you won't have to pay to use any of them.
That one on 4th Avenue when you found out it was cash only. The one at the mini
Because
mark.
If any bank charges you a fee to withdraw your money from their ATM, we'll refund it. Any ATM, from any bank, anywhere in the country.
The Chicago, the ones in New York, all 15,000 of them.
Whether it's $2, $3, $4 or more, we'll refund the total amount of the fees they make you pay.
The one that's right around the corner.
And of course, our customers don't pay to use our own ATMs. So if you think getting your money shouldn't cost you money, think about opening a connected checking account at Banner Bank.
The one at the bank. Any bank.
Because when you're a Banner Bank connected checking customer, every ATM in the country feels like a Banner Bank ATM. This is banking as you don't know it. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
EMP Museum presents an electrifying new exhibit. Hear My Train A-Comin', Hendrix Hits London. Follow the journey of the greatest guitarist in history, Seattle's own Jimi Hendrix, through his legendary 9 months in London, where he released three hit singles, a chart-topping debut album, and became the darling of the British music scene before returning home to dazzle American audiences. You'll see his outrageous fashions, handwritten letters and lyrics, rare concert footage, and remnants of the guitars he famously smashed and set on fire. And on display for a limited time, the iconic white Fender Strat Jimmy played at Woodstock. Buy your tickets today to Hear My Train A-Comin'. Hendrix hits London.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Tickets are just $18 online and include entry to other EMP galleries. Order online at empmuseum.org and save. Hendrix hits London, now open at EMP.
People who know cars, like the people at IntelliChoice, know Toyota's got the best overall brand value. And people who know cars know now is the very best time to get a new Toyota, like a 2012 Camry. Now with 0% APR limited term financing, including hybrids. That's 0% on any new 2012 Camry. Or you can get a 24-month lease on a new 2012 Camry LE for just $209 a month with $2099 due at signing. Includes $500 TFS lease subvention cash that must be applied to a TFS deal. Tax, title, and license extra. Subject to approved credit through TFS. A dealer documentary service fee up to $150 may be added to sale price or capitalized cost. Get complete details at 1-888-48-TOYOTA. Don't miss 0% financing or a great lease on Camry. Now through December 3rd at your Western Washington Toyota dealers. For complete details on over 30 Toyota offers available now or a dealer near you, visit buyatoyota.com.
Safeway presents a thriftier holiday. So, Black Friday happened, or was it Thursday or Sunday? Well, at Safeway, there's no confusion about when the deals are. You'll find amazing deals every single day and get the quality Safeway is famous for. Quality and low prices are what makes Safeway, Safeway. Right now with your club card, packages of Rancher's Reserve boneless beef round steak or buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free. Haas avocados are just 79 cents each. And 24 packs of Refresh Water are three for only $10, 16.9-ounce bottles. No matter when you shop at Safeway, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, whenever, you'll find fantastic low prices and the quality that make the holidays magical. And with Just For You, you can save even more, 10 to 20% more every time you shop. Savings like that come in handy about now and all year long. Download the Safeway app at the App Store or Google Play today. That's a thriftier holiday. Safeway, ingredients for life.
Give the gift of the great outdoors from Cabela's. Hurry in during our Christmas sale for spectacular savings. Or give Cabela's gift cards the gift that always fits. Cabela's, your Christmas gift outfitter.
Want to save more green? Then look for the red tag and save big during Mattress Discounter's year-end closeout sale. Save up to 50% on clearance and closeout mattress sets. Save up to $400 on a Serta Perfect Sleeper and Sealy Posturepedic. Even save hundreds on Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get free delivery and our lowest price or its free guarantee. The red tag means you save more green. Don't miss Mattress Discounter's year-end closeout sale.
Mattress Discounters!
State Farm Traffic Center, taking a look at your drive. Northbound 405 through the S-curve is pretty slow. We also have a new accident that's popped up. 405 southbound just before the West Valley Highway, which is after the Valley Freeway. You're going to see some pretty heavy traffic backing up quickly because that accident is blocking one lane. Southbound I-5 pretty slow through Linwood, Edmonds, and now into Shoreline. And 522 either direction between 95th Street and I-5. We've got reports that some traffic lights are not working. Utility crews are there, so if you do see lights that are out, treat that intersection like a four-way stop.
Traffic is brought to you by Pike Place Market. This holiday season, find truly unique gifts your loved ones will cherish at the market and make 2012 the year of the thoughtful gift. Find gift ideas at the Pike Place Market gift guide on Pinterest.
Coming up at 8 o'clock on the Bob Rivers Show, from Curb Your Enthusiasm, actor and comedian J.B. Smoove.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
KJR-FM and HD1, Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeartRadio station.
KJR. 7:50, 10 till 8. Great weekend for comedy in town. South, Tommy Jonigan. North, J.B. Smoove, who's performing at the Parlor. We'll have him in about 10, 15 minutes. Also later today, SNL's Anna Gasteyer. She's joining the Seattle Men's Chorus on Baby, It's Cold Outside. And are they going to sing that here?
You mean in the room today?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
That's the title of the presentation this year. from what I hear, the rumor is Anna is singing one of your Christmas songs.
Oh, is she doing the walk around in women's underwear?
No, she's going to be doing the most fattening time of the year.
Awesome. With the Seattle Men's Chorus?
Yeah.
I am so honored.
And probably here in the studio if we ask her nicely.
Is she bringing any of them with her or just
herself? No, it's just her bed. Hey, we have the bed.
Do we have the bed?
Pedro says he does.
Oh, perfect. Okay. I was going to ask Pedro for it. You know how it is when I ask Pedro for something.
I asked him first.
That's good. You have more
so
clout.
You didn't have to.
All right, thank you. From the texters, great segment with Tommy. Yes, he's explosive. My husband was in the room for my C-section, not scheduled. It is that intense. Please repeat the bit about mistakes. I had to, someone had to turn off the radio when we were saying that. From the book, The Talent Code, the proper way to practice is to practice much slower and focus on not making a mistake, not powering through your mistakes. If you make a mistake, stop. And this applies to musical instruments, but applies to almost anything. Stop, go back, come up to the point where you made the mistake, and do it slow enough so you don't make the mistake. Anyway, that's one of the tips of effective practice if you want to be good at something. Also, 10,000 hours is only for some things. If you spend 30 hours making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, then you will be an expert. Oh, I see what that is. It doesn't take 10,000. I disagree. It depends. Do you want to make the best peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the world? In which case, you'll experiment with different kinds of ingredients. You might have special jam. You might, there's 100,000 kinds of peanut butter and jelly and different kinds of bread to make them with.
Yeah, and how do you cut it? Do you
but
cut
you
the
are
crust off?
Just the kind of lazy person we need to work in service industries for us. So thank you very much for texting.
Like
Does that mean of me?
Not at all. Okay. Just brutally honest.
Well, but I mean, there's someone who says, no, this is good enough. That's one of my least favorite phrases.
Clearly, he's about 100 hours into his comedy career.
Yeah.
Right? He's going to get there.
Right.
Give him some time.
My mom used to say, anytime you would criticize somebody, she hated that, by the way, which is why like every day I screwed that part up. But she used to say, no one is bad at anything. No one is, you know, stupid. No one is clumsy. No one is immature. She used to say, God isn't finished with him yet.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Isn't that angelic of her?
Yes.
I've actually used that a few times.
Yeah. So anytime you were mad at somebody, like you being mad was your problem. They were just on their journey somewhere. And maybe you were at one time on your journey somewhere. And, of course, you remember that, like, yeah, I've screwed up many times.
Right up there with bless his heart. That's what my mom said.
Bless his heart.
My mom would say that, too. Yeah. And she'd pat your cheek. Bless your heart.
Yeah.
7:54. So, before we start talking about all the people in the news, bless their hearts. this is our last day with Sean filling in for Jody. Jody and Eric are on their way back from India. First off, bless your heart.
Thank you.
But I don't mean it in the
here it comes
passive aggressive way. You know, like when they hate you, they say bless your heart too. Sean, you've done an excellent job filling in for Jody this week. She obviously loves you.
I love her. Jody has been a force of nature in my life. She helped me purchase my house. She found my house for me and literally kicked the women in that were living in the house out. She was like, I heard you guys are thinking about moving. Wouldn't now be a good time? And ushered me in. I bought my house. Her husband helped me with all of the negotiation. Basically acted as my realtor.
He's great, too. Yeah.
He's amazing. And she helped me with my dog, finding my dog at the Humane Society.
And you two used to work together at the
Charlie
Mountain,
Trout.
Right?
We did, yeah.
At the same time.
And we were both unemployed at the same time.
Did you both get kicked out at the same time?
No. She had left the 107.7, the end, and another job, and she was unemployed. And then I had also been let go from the Mountain at that time after I had been trying to hire her at the Mountain when I was program director. I wanted to partner her up with another person there and put her on mornings, and it just hadn't worked out. And then I got the can.
Yeah.
And And she and I actually talked about doing a show together, the Stewart Brothers show.
Wow.
It was terrible.
Stewart Brothers.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Smothers Brothers.
It was terrible. Yeah,
I think it would be great, actually. You're the soft-spoken person. Yes. She's the rah, 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 rah.
What? That wasn't how we planned it at all.
All right. Let's get some news stories before J.B. Smoove comes in. And what is up today? Romney and President Obama had lunch yesterday. Did you see that picture?
Yes.
One picture.
The
why
shake.
Only?
Yeah.
Why only one picture?
Well, they said both men did not want to make this a press conference slash public event, but they wanted to at least show evidence that indeed they were there together and they were civil to each other.
And the news is brought to you by McClendon Hardware. Yep, they met and they apparently had a delicious meal of turkey chili and Southwestern grilled chicken. Romney congratulated President Obama on his success. Apparently, Obama did not discuss any opportunities in his administration. Some folks thought that would happen. And they did agree to keep in touch.
Keep in touch, sure. Yeah,
if you know what, opportunity this is affords itself for us to work together something in the future, we look forward to calling each other.
Is this a tradition? You meet with the loser? Because I'm pretty sure it was grilled elephant. They just weren't telling him that.
White meat elephant.
Yeah.
It has gone on, Mondale met Reagan for
That's
a lunch.
What I thought. Okay.
It actually goes back to, I think, Hoover and FDR were the first ones to do it. I mean, it goes back that far.
I would think it sucks to lose the election.
Oh, you think?
But I would love to have been a fly in the room. Like, I'd love to. I'll bet you would know how Romney really feels if you were in that room.
Do you think there were some major awkward silences, or did they just power through it? They're both politicians. They're good at talking to one another.
I heard a comedian say it was Mitt Romney's most awkward conversation since his last conversation.
Very funny. But I would disagree. I would say this. I would think that look, running in politics, you have to be so careful with everything you say. Mm-hmm. I would think that for once, we could not be careful with each other. And Romney could go, well, I was really dumb when I said that 47% thing. You really nailed me on this and that. Right. And I bet he would be very genuine. I really do.
I was surprised they fed him leftovers. I mean,
turkey, turkey chili.
You know that's what that is.
White turkey chili.
Yeah, it's whatever's left on that carcass. They're taking it off.
Michelle's mother made this. I got gallons of it. We're gonna move some out today.
In other news, yesterday in Dearborn, Missouri, speculation went wild when a factory worker named Mark Hill updated his Facebook account saying, "We're truly blessed. We are the lucky winners of the Powerball." And within a couple hours, his Facebook page was shut down. But now we actually have his mom is confirming that he is the winner.
And she looked at it this morning and she said, "I think I won that lot." I said, "Oh, you're kidding. I thought you meant a scratch ticket or something." And we looked at it and we said, "Oh my gosh." So that's about it.
Your just son shocked, just, and your daughter.
Yes, yes. So just shocked. I mean, just, I thought we were all going to have heart attacks. I mean, we just, you know, just shocked. I keep thinking this is a dream and wake up, you know, because it's just hard to even imagine.
It's a town of 400 people, too, right?
And they were going to, I don't know if it's happened yet, but they were going to unveil officially the winner at the high school auditorium. The guy, if it is him, he works at a hot dog and deli packaging factory. He's married, and he has three grown sons and an adopted daughter from China.
This guy will never look at the business end of a pig again.
Right.
Some people like to keep their job, but if you're making hot dogs at a processing plant, and you win, you know, half of this, he's going to walk away after taxes, probably $100 million,
mm-hmm.
you know, at least by the time they cut it, all the smaller winners, split it in half. I don't think this guy's going back to work at the processing plant.
He's got to move.
Maybe he will want to.
He looks at the business end of hogs all day long.
Maybe he's good at it. maybe one day he was making a mistake and he stopped and he slowed down and he worked, approached that end at half speed.
Maybe.
Oh, you guys make so many assumptions.
Hey, I think I might not be the only guy in America thinking that this guy doesn't want to make hot dogs anymore after the 100 million bucks.
I know you're not the only guy in America.
I can't think I would go back to the processing plant with 100 mil.
7:59. We'll come back to more news. JB!
Come on, man.
Hey, man.
Building, baby.
Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back. Good to see you guys. You guys good? Hey. You guys good?
We're good. Yeah, we're
ladies.
Really good.
Hi. Let me go get Lady some love.
Oh, love. Let's go give the lady some love. Oh, look at that. He's got a little hug going on.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Big hug for Spike.
He's comfortable. Love it, man. He's comfortable in my skin as well as his own skin.
He's hugging everybody now. Do I get a hug or am I too far away? No. All right, JB.
You're not ladylike enough.
Thank you for calling me brother. All right. JB Smoove, ladies and gentlemen.
In the building.
All right, from Saturday Night Live, Conan O'Brien, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Everybody Hates Chris. This weekend, catch him on the east side at the Parlor.